Government has released $20 million for work at the permanent site of the proposed University of Allied Sciences in the Volta region, where the president cut the sword. Parliament to convene on the 22nd of this month to consider the act establishing the university. The Volta regional chairman of the NDC, Kwesi Abuaji, gave the information in Ho, and our correspondent, Kwasi Kumahovi, has sent this report.
The conference was organized by the regional executives of the party to explain recent development within the NDC in the Ho municipality and to state their position following recent demonstration and agitation by a group calling itself the Volta region NDC Youth for Action, flanked by members of the regional and constituency executives. The regional chairman, Kwesi Abuaji, stated that the so-called group has no mandate to speak for the NDC in the Volta region. The party therefore decried the use of the NDC logo by the group without authorization. According to him, opportunities existed and still exist under the constitutional rights of the leaders of the demonstration to express their views on development aspirations and expectations of the region, and not to hold the party to ransom because of their personal differences and frustrations with certain appointees of the president. The regional chairman said the expectation of Voltairians, like most Ghanaians, is to have improvement in the quality of their lives under the Mills government. He said the establishment of the University of Allied Sciences and the Eastern Corridor rules are very dear to the hearts of all Voltairians. He said the NDC respect these expectations and efforts are being made to execute them. Mr. Abuaji disclosed that the act establishing the university to provide legal framework will be put before Parliament on the 22nd of this month. On the Eastern Corridor Road, the regional chairman disclosed that $100 million has been approved for the Sikuma to Hohoi stretch, whilst a Brazilian facility of $250 million has been secured for the construction of the Domanko Yendi stretch. He said a bid for the Dodo Pepesu to Nkwanta stretch has been opened and contract will be awarded soon. Mr. Abuaji appealed to all stakeholders in the development of the region to exercise restraint and allow the president to fulfill his promise for the region.
Correspondent Kwasi Kumahovi's report.